Log Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366.
You got 11.
And now, here's you your host, 11. Gregory Girard.
You got 11. Don't you know that's how it goes? You got 11. You got 11. He's so pretty, he can kiss himself. Big cake, mommy. Playboy pretty. Pimp crazy. You got 11. You got 11. Gotta love it. Get money.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cats looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I'm talking to everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's a worldwide radio show where I'm broadcasting around the world. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm entertaining, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. The first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Because in Las Vegas, it's hot. Yes, it's about 112 degrees, and we have wind and rain advisory to be in the city, in the valley today. We're expecting rain this evening about 8 or 9 o'clock. We're expecting to have some rain pouring into the valley. Not much, but they say it's going to be a little rain advisory, so they don't know how many inches of rain we're going to get, but the weather has been bringing rain because of the storm in the east that's coming toward the west. So the rain is following the storm. And we may get some of the wind advisory too, later on today. Right now, we don't have any wind blowing in Las Vegas. It's just hot, people. It's just 112 degrees, and it's hot. And I'm sitting out in the patio of my house, and I'm just enjoying the heat because it's hot in Las Vegas, in the desert, in Nevada, in the desert, in Las Vegas. Yes, it's hot out here in the desert. So it's summertime in Las Vegas, and we expect it to be hot for a couple of months still in the desert. So if you're coming to Vegas, make sure you wear your shorts and wear your T-shirts and wear your swimming wear, because this is the time of the season where the summer is here in Las Vegas. The weather is hot, and it's not going to get any cooler, except for we may get some wind to blow in from the east to cool out the weather in Las Vegas. But otherwise, the sun is shining, the sky is blue, and it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. So welcome to Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world. And I'm G Money, and I'm your host for today's radio show. So sit back and listen as I program the show, especially for your listening pleasure. So since we talked about the weather, now let's talk about the NBA. Let's talk sports. Well, Las Vegas, the NBA Finals is over with. The Milwaukee Bucks representing the champions in the East, and the Phoenix Suns represented the champions in the West, but the series is over. It went 6 games, and the Phoenix Suns won the first 2 games, and then the Milwaukee Bucks won 4 games straight. So they swept the Phoenix Suns, and they are the new world champion in basketball. They won the Larry O'Brien Trophy that says they're the champions of the world in the National Basketball Association. So we want to give congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks, for it's the first time they've won a basketball series since like 1971. So they haven't won in a while. So it's about time for them to step up and represent. And we want to give all honor to the Phoenix Suns, who plays really good. They even beat the Lakers. They beat the Los Angeles Clippers. They beat the Dallas Mavericks. Oh, they beat everybody coming down the line. But they just couldn't beat the Milwaukee Bucks when it got down to the championship series. So we want to give our condolences to the Phoenix Suns, but we want to say congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks, for they are the new NBA world champion, and they won the Larry O'Brien Trophy Wednesday night. They won 4 in a row to sweep the Phoenix Suns. So that's NBA basketball for us. And that's the end of the G Money Sports Report talking about the NBA. But now let's talk about the National League Baseball. Let's talk about the baseball. So, DJ Papa D, let's go over the American League first. Let's see what's going on in the American League. And let's start with the American League West. Give me the top three teams and the standings and their records in the top three teams in the American League West Division.
All right, here we go with the standings and the records in the West of the top three teams in the American League. In first place, it's the Houston Astros with 58 wins, followed by the Oakland A's with 55 wins. And in third place, it's the Seattle Mariners with 51 wins.
Okay. And what about the Central Division in the American League?
In the American League Central, the Chicago White Sox are on top with 58 wins, same as the Houston Astros in the West. In second place, it's the Cleveland Indians with 48 wins. And in third place, the Detroit Tigers have 47 wins.
Okay. Looks like the two top teams have 50-plus wins, so they look like they may be headed for the playoffs in the American League Champions playoffs. And what about the American League East? What do they look like right now?
In the American League East, the Boston Red Sox have 58 wins, just like the Chicago White Sox and the Houston Astros. They're in first place. In second place, it's the Tampa Bay Rays with 57 wins. And in third place, it is the New York Yankees with 50 wins. So this is how the American League is shaping up. In first place, there's a tie for first place between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox, both with 58 wins. After that, it's the Houston Astros, who also have 58 wins. They just have one more loss than the other two. And in fourth place, it's the Tampa Bay Rays with 57 wins. In fifth place, the Oakland A's with 55 wins. And then after that, it's a free fall.
Okay. Well, it looks like the American League is winning a lot of games. Their top four teams have 50, 55 wins or more. Well, that's good.
58
okay.
wins. 58 wins.
58 wins. That's even better. Okay. Let's go to the National League. Let's go to the National League East. Let's start at the bottom and see what they're doing in the East. Top three teams.
The New York Mets are on top with 50 wins, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies with 47 and the Atlanta Braves with 46 wins.
Okay. Well, that's the East for the National League, and they don't look like they're going to break 50 wins this season. Okay, so what about the Central Division in the National League?
The Milwaukee Brewers are on top with 56 wins, followed by the Cincinnati Reds with 49 wins. And in third place, the St. Louis Cardinals have 48 wins.
Oh, well, they only have one team in the Central that have 50-plus games. So it looks like they'll be the only team making the playoffs in the Central Division. Okay, well, let's go to the National League Western Division, where all the California teams are flying high.
In the National League West, the San Francisco Giants are on top with 60 wins, followed by the LA Dodgers, 59 wins, and the San Diego Padres have 56 wins. So if you're paying attention, then you know in the National League, the San Francisco Giants are on top in first place with 60 wins, followed by the Dodgers with 59 wins. And in third place, there's a tie between the San Diego Padres and the Milwaukee Brewers. After that, it is the New York Mets with 50 wins. And after that, it's a free-for-all.
Okay. Well, we got four teams in the National League that look like they could qualify for the series. And that's good. So we got five teams in the American League that could qualify for the series. And we got four teams in the West, in the National League, that could qualify for this series. Okay, well, that's G-Money Sports Report for the American and the National Baseball League. All right, well, that's the sports report for today, Thursday, July 22nd. It's today the 22nd, D-Tech? 22nd. Yep. July 22nd, 2021. All right. Well, that's it for the sports report. So, DJ, let me share a short story with you real quick. You know, there was a truck driver, and he was driving on the highway, and he passed a sidewalk cafe, and he decided he wanted to pull over and get something to eat. So he pulled into the parking lot of the sidewalk cafe, got out his 18-wheeler, and walked into the cafe and sat at the counter. And the waitress came and asked him if she could take his order. And he said, yes, I'll have a double cheeseburger with everything on it. I'll have a cup of coffee, and I want a piece of that pie right there in that counter window right there. And she said, okay. And she wrote up his order and then passed it to the chef for him to cook his hamburger. So while the trucker was sitting in there waiting on his food, three motorcycle gang members came into the cafe, and they sat at the counter next to the trucker. And then when the trucker's food showed up, the barkers, one ate his hamburger, another one drank his coffee, and the third one ate his pot. And the trucker didn't say anything. He just got up, went to the counter, paid his bill, left a tip for the waitress, and walked out to his 18-wheeler truck and got in the truck. The bikers started laughing. They were like, oh, he's a sorry man. He didn't put up no fuss about us eating his food. He didn't say anything about us drinking his coffee and eating his pie. Oh, he's just a punk. He's not even a real man. And the waiter said, yeah, that's true. That's what you said about him, that he was a punk, that he wasn't a real man, and that he didn't complain at all when you ate his food. But what you didn't say was the name of the trucking company he worked for. Because he just rolled over three motorcycles with his truck, and he smashed them with his 18-wheeler on the way out the parking lot. So I guess he got the laugh, huh? All right. Well, that's a joke by G Money, the pimp comedy. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and let's play some music, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So the bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
Daddy, play that song you did with Ty.
What song?
You know, Daddy, the one that goes like, "Summertime's here once again."
Oh, you like that song, huh?
Uh-huh. All
right, let me play it for you.
Thank you.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on? We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs, the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth-building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth-building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yep, I'm hollering at everybody around the world. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet worldwide radio show, which we're broadcasting around the world. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now I guess it's time for me to talk to some of my fans and some of my friends around the world. First off, I want to say if you want to increase your wealth, if you want to improve your income, if you want to build wealth in your family and in your individual community, then you need to go check out www.therealmoney.info. Yep, check out that website and listen to the income video presentation. And once you listen to the presentation, then look up Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or look up Storytime with G Money Facebook page and look at the ad that is run for GS Partners. If you pull up the ad, you can see that you can sign up as a member of the wealth building team, and you can either sign up for free or you can buy a package, and the package means you can buy a basic package for $200, or you can buy a premier advantage package for $1,000. And once you do that, then you just start buying the G999 coins and start collecting the coins for your maximum pleasure. It will increase your wealth. And the more coins you have, the better, the more money you'll make. And then once you do that, find three friends that will do exactly as you have done, and then you will have started the opportunity to have wealth building opportunity going on in your family, in your neighborhood, in your community. That's how it starts. So, buy the coin, the G999 coin, and increase your wealth. And you can be rich. Okay. Now, is it time for our DJ, I'm lost. Help me out. Is it time for me to do the story?
I was bowling in this tournament, and I was working on my first game, and I looked like I had a pretty good start. I was definitely going to shoot a 200, which would have been good for me because it would have looked good to my teammates that knew that they had gotten a good bowler. So my leadoff man was shooting the eighth frame or the ninth frame. He was shooting his ninth frame, and he had gotten a strike in the eighth. So when he rolled in the ninth, he got a split, but it was a baby split. So it wasn't one that he couldn't pick up. I knew he could roll the ball and go between the two pins and pick up the split, and that's what he did. He rolled the ball perfectly, and it went between the two pins, and it knocked both of them down. So he got a fair in the ninth frame. And then the other guy, the second man, got up, and he rolled the ball, and it hit the pocket. Boom! And he got a strike. And I was like, all right, good job. So it was my turn now. And I was up, and I lined up my feet on the spots and put my hands facing the pins, and I went to roll the ball. I took my three-step delivery and rolled the ball, and it was going straight, and I slid down the lanes, and I was like, yeah, pow! And it hit the pocket, and it left me a 10-pin again. That 10-pin was looking at me in the face, and I couldn't believe it, because that would have been three in a row for me. And the 10-pin stood up and looked at me in the face and didn't fall. And I was disappointed. I was like, oh, man, come on. What's going on with these lanes? So I got my ball back, and I lined up my shot, and I rolled it down, and the ball ran right by the 10-pin. It just rocked when it got to the 10-pin, so I left the 10-pin standing. And I was humiliated, but I was hot. And I walked back to the back of the bowling alley, and I slapped the bowling balls in the bowling alley, and I kicked the table. I just acted a big baby. I was just so pissed off, because my 200 game, I was down to like 198, getting ready to shoot the 10th frame, and I was just furious. So my leadoff bowler got up, and he took his time and rolled the ball down, and he got 6 pins, which was good. It was an easy spare, and he picked up the spare. And then he rolled the ball, and he got a strike in the 10th frame. And I was like, okay, a spare and a strike, that's 20 to add to what you got. And he was sitting on about 170. And I said, well, that's a pretty good game. So then my second bowler got up, and he took his time. He put his feet together, and he lined up his shot. And he took his four-step delivery and delivered the ball, and he said, blown! And he stuck a 7-pin. Oh, I couldn't believe it. That 7-pin just stood there looking at him. Everything else shook up, and the 7-pin just stood there. And I was like, oh, come on. What's going on here? So he took his time. He rolled the ball down there, and he picked up the 7-pin. So he was working on 190 plus whatever he gets on this first ball. And he rolled it down there, and he picked up the 7-pin. So he was okay. He had one more shot. And he rolled, and he got pins. Oh, I thought he was going to get a strike, but he only got 8 pins. So he ended up bowling a 198, which was a good game, but he still should have had a 200. But he had a 198 game. So now it's my turn, and I go up to the lanes, and I pick my ball up, and I slap my holes on the ball a couple of times, and then I rub my ball around my hands a couple of times, and then I put my fingers in the hole, and I'm ready to roll now. And I line up my feet on the lanes, and I line up my shot, and I'm thinking, okay, this got to be a strike. Because I need a strike to cinch my 200 game. And I rolled the ball, and I slid across the floor, and it said, pow!
And I got a strike, and I was like slapping myself five, going, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And I went back and slapped my partner's five, and I'm like, yeah, this is the game. All right. So that was my first shot in the 10th frame. So I got my ball. I picked it up again, and I rolled. I got ready to roll. I took my four-step delivery and rolled the ball, and I watched it break to the whole pile. Oh, it was beautiful. Strike. And I said, oh, yeah, well, that's my 200. Now I'm working on 220. So now I got to get at least 8 pins to get a 220. If not, I'm going to end up with a 216. So I'm like, okay. And I get my bowling ball, and I line up my mark on the alley, and I'm thinking about the ball, and I'm like, okay, we're going to have a good ball this time. We're going to go with two strikes. So I'm going to hit the pocket this time. And I get up, and I take my four-step delivery, and I reach out, and I'm posing with my arms straight out and my leg kicked back, and I'm sliding across the lane, and I hit the pocket, pow, and I get 10. Oh, yeah, and I'm like, I see that 10-pin shaking, but he fell. And I saw that 7-pin shaking, and he fell. And I knew that was my 200 game. That was 224. For the house. And I told the guys, I said, yeah, man, that was a good game. And we ended up having the high score for the bowling alley for that first game. And I was happy about that. And everybody was happy. I was on their team, and I was really happy that I bowled really well.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Drum, please.
A break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park, A place called the Plateau is where everybody goes. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hit you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Yet. Hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. Cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more. Cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kissed. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout, it looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop or fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money,
the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members, and we have a $50 cash giveaway contest right now. So today is Thursday, so we're going to play a clip from a song, and I'm looking for caller number 20 to call in to the radio station and tell us the name of the song. And if you're the 20th caller and you have the right name of the song that DJ Papa D is going to play the clip for, then you win $50. Cash money, people. I'm giving away $50 cash money. So all you have to do is call the radio station and be the 20th caller and tell us what the name of this song is, and you can win $50 cash money. Easy money, people. All right, DJ Papa D, play the clip. I know that song. Yep. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, you have 5 minutes to call the radio station and be caller number 20. And if you know the name of that song, you can win $50 right here, right now, just like that. That's all you have to do is call the radio station and be the 20th caller, and you can win $50 cash prize right now, right here. Okay, DJ, we want to give them 5 minutes to call into the station. We're looking for caller number 20. Y'all, remember, caller number 20. So keep calling till you hear the 20th caller call in and give a name of the song, of the music. So, DJ Papa D, play a song while we're waiting for them to call in and be the 20th caller. And we'll be back for more of the show with more music after this.
album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G-G-G-G-G-G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's a worldwide radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So welcome to Gregory Story. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fans and my friends that are listening to the radio show. I want to see if we have a winner. I'm looking for caller number 20 to see if they called in and they named the name of the song. So let me check with my DJ and see if we got somebody that called in with the name of the song. No, it doesn't look like we have a winner today. Oh, man, we got 20, we needed 20 callers, and we had 18 callers. But come on, people, just two more callers, and we might have had a winner. All right, well, we don't give away the $50 cash prize today. We'll give it away on Monday with the Monday cash giveaway contest. But anyway, DJ Papa D,
I want to give the financial report of the G999 coin today. And the coin is valued at still at less than a penny. So you got plenty of time to collect coins so that you can get enough coins in your collection for you to start making money. Because when the coins go up, if you have a lot of coins in your possession, then you can win some money. So, if you want to collect wealth and if you want to have income, extra income, then go to the website www.therealmoney.info and listen to the income video presentation. And with that information, you should get all that you need to know about making money and building wealth. And then after that, go to Storytime with G Money or go to Gregory G Money's Facebook page and go to the ad that's on the Facebook page and go to GS Partners and sign up for a free membership. And if you feel like you're ready to start making income, then go to the advantage, get an advantage package, like the basic package for $200 or the premium package for $1,000. And then you start collecting the coins and you can get involved in all of the premium activities to help you raise your income. And then after you do that, tell two or three of your friends to do just like you did and for them to get a free membership and to get a premium package, either a basic package for $200 or a premier package for $1,000, and start collecting your coins. Remember, the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. And the more money you make, the more coins you have, the more income you'll get. So that's it. I'm G Money, and I'm telling you how to get extra income real easy like. All right, DJ Papa D, since we didn't have a winner for the cash giveaway contest, well, let's play the song. And I'll tell you the name of the song in a minute. But DJ Papa D, play the song, and we'll be back for more of the show, plus another song in a minute.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on StoryTimeWithGMoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yep, I'm talking to everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's an internet worldwide radio show where we're broadcasting on 7 continents, and everybody around the world can follow what I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2021. So, now, let's see if we can figure out the name of that song. I think it's called Summertime, and I think it's by Kool & the Gang. Am I right, DJ Papa D?
You're close. It's Summer Breeze by the Isley Brothers.
Oh, the Isley Brothers. Oh, man. Oh, they have a cool sound, too, like Kool & the Gang. So, yeah, okay. Okay, Summer Breeze by the Isley Brothers. Oh, man. That's when all 5 Isleys were in the group. Now it's only down to 3 Isley brothers, because the other three have died. So, okay, we can give it to the Isley brothers. Summer Breeze! Oh, yeah. What year did that come out, DJ? Was that like 1983 or something around there?
1973, when you were in high school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my freshman year in high school. Oh, yeah, I remember that song real well. Summer Breeze. Ah! Oh, yeah. Okay, well, let me thank my brother, DJ Papa D, for being my studio engineer and helping us with the music and the stories and the jokes and everything else. And I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody around the world can follow what I'm talking about. That's what gives me the best radio show on the planet. So without their help, I couldn't do this. All right. Well, DJ, the clock on the wall says that's all. It must be time for me to clock in and clock out and give up the air chair to somebody else, because I got some places to go and some people to see. And everybody, I may not be on the radio on Monday because I'm having a surgery in the hospital on Friday. So wish me well. Pray for me and give me your best prayers so that I have a successful surgery tomorrow. I want to come out of it with everything I went in with, except where they're going to give me an extra piece of skin on top of the hole
in my head. Oh, well. Whatever, whatever it'll be. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever it'll be. So I'll be back on Tuesday probably for sure. But Monday I'm going to be recuperating with the major headache. So that's what we're going to be doing. Anyway, DJ Papa D, do we have any birthday wishes we can get out today since it's July 22nd, 2021?
Yeah, we have a few birthdays today.
All right.
T. Taylor has a birthday today. T is a Delta.
All right, DSC.
Sylvia Thomas Bishop has a birthday today as well. Sylvia is a Sigma Gamma Rho.
Sigma Gamma
Maurice.
Rho. All right, Greek
Maurice Sizel out of Edinburgh University in Pennsylvania, a Sigma out of Edinburgh University in Pennsylvania, is 44 years old today.
Did you say he's a Sigma or she's a Zeta?
Sigma. Phi Beta Sigma.
Oh, it's a guy's name. Oh, I'm sorry, fella. Your name sounded kind of girly.
Maurice.
Oh, I don't know.
His name is Maurice. Maurice.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand my brother's English at that time. Okay. Happy birthday, Frat. Go, Mom.
So it's my fault. Okay.
Yeah. It on
so
somebody.
Next up. Next up is Siva Smith. And I don't know what Siva is. Siva, I see all these finger signs. I don't see any colors. Oh, she's an AKA.
Oh, she's an AKA, like our mother, AKA. Kiwi.
And next up is Jason Soprano Q Brown. He's a Q. He's 39 years old today. Yolanda Ship has a birthday today. Yolanda looks like she's a Zeta.
All right, Yolanda, Z5, my sister. Happy birthday, Star.
Actually, I apologize. She's that must be her mother is a Sigma. She's a Sigma Gamma Rho.
Oh. Well, she got Sigma in her heart.
Kelly Bazin, happy birthday to Kelly Bazin. She has a birthday today. Happy
right.
birthday to...
Yep.
Diane Penn, 47 years old today. Donald Mullins Jr., Gus Dudley, B. Fabuloso Pollock is a Sigma. Happy birthday, B. Fabuloso. Francis Rush, 43 years old today. And that's it for birthdays on July 22nd.
2021. Well, I want to sing happy birthday to all of my frats and all of my stars and all of my friends and my fans around the world that's celebrating their birthday today. So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Frat and
sisters and fraternity brothers and everybody, happy birthday on the 22nd of July, 2021. All right, happy birthday. Make sure you guys get some cake and some ice cream and some plenty of presents because it's your special day. So tell the people that love you to show that they love you and tell them to give you some money because I'm G-Money and I tried to give away some money today, but I didn't get a 20th caller, so I didn't get to give away no money. But I'll have some money for you on Monday, even if I ain't on the radio. I'll have some money for Monday. But anyway, happy birthday, everybody, on July 22nd, 2021. Okay, DJ, let's shut the show down and let me go, because I got some people to see and some places to go. I got some things to do, don't you know? Because I'm G-Money, and I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. That's what I do. What I do all day long, all day strong. I'm G-Money. Have a good weekend, y'all. Watch some baseball this weekend and watch and see what happens with the teams that are winning some games now. And let's get ready. I'm sorry that the Phoenix Suns didn't win the NBA. Oh, I'm so disappointed. But what can I say? The trophy is now sitting in the hands of the East Coast. Oh, man, I hate saying that. Oh, well, I guess they earned it righteously. They won four straight. So they weren't playing. They came to win. So that's his life. All right, DJ, let's pray. And we'll be back on Monday for more of the show. Good night, y'all. talking to you as Reverend G. Money. Because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.